Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Should have told you by now.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Stephen Moore is our guest and our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us a long time. In fact, he was with us when before he was with the current organization, the Club for Growth, which he is the founder, one of the founders and the president of the Club for Growth. Cato, wasn't it, Steve?
That's right. I was an economist at the Cato Institute.
That's when we first met you. Steve Moore, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Nice to talk to you, Jim.
This is an exciting week for a lot of Americans. I don't care about politicians, Steve. All I care about are people who small businesses and people who buy our stuff.
Right.
And our customers. And this is a good day for small businesses and customers, isn't it?
It's a big week. The president on Wednesday signed the tax bill into law. This is, I think, one of the most pro-growth tax bills we've had since 1981, when Reagan signed into law his famous Economic Recovery Tax Act.
Mm-hmm.
Don't concentrate on the number, folks, 350, 550, 750, whatever. Concentrate on the policy changes in this tax bill, which I think are very pro-small business.
For 2 months now, actually longer than that, really, I go all the way back to actually a couple of years ago when President Bush's first tax bill was passed, and that is that we may not like the numbers, but we got to like the trend.
Yeah, you got to like the trend, and you got to like the way this tax bill works. It's the opposite of the mistake we made in the 2001 tax cut, when you and I have talked about this before, Jim, but we backloaded all the tax cuts.
Right.
They didn't take place until 2005 and 6 and 7 and 8. And so when I would debate liberals on TV and radio shows, they'd say, well, why isn't the tax cut working? And I'd say, well, because there hasn't been a tax cut yet. Well, in this case, all of the tax cuts are front-loaded. So starting July 1st, the withholding tables will be changed for the income taxes. People will start getting the income tax cuts are retroactive to the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
of January 1.
So even though the tables are changing July 1, it'll actually manifest itself fully when you do your return next year.
That's exactly right. And then so you get the income tax rate cuts. And by the way, let me just make this point, Jim. A lot of people would make this. I did a lot of debates where the liberals would say, well, this isn't fair. Why are we cutting the top income tax rate? And I'd always say, wait a minute. We have a system right now in the United States where the small businessman pays a 38.5% income tax,
mm-hmm.
but a corporation like General Electric is only paying a 35% income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, where is the fairness in that we're taxing the small businessman at a higher income tax rate than the corporation? What this bill does is it eliminates that inequity by taxing corporations,
right.
and small business. Now, 35% is still too high, in my
That's
opinion.
Right.
But at least we're not taxing the guy who started a small electronic shop or something like that, at a higher rate than General Electric.
Well, and it's because, folks, as you know, even though many of you are listening are incorporated, you're incorporated as a subchapter,
right.
S corporation.
That's right.
Which all that income passes directly through, as you certainly well know, straight through to your personal income level.
Now, there are two other, you're exactly right about that. Now, there are two other big advantages to small businesses in this tax bill. First, we cut the dividend tax from 38.6% to 15%. That's a huge reduction.
That's right.
And a lot of small businessmen, retain the earnings of their company, have not taken the money out because they don't want to pay that huge dividend tax. This will now allow companies and small business owners to take some of the money out of the company after building it up for many years.
Well, that's exactly right. That's one of the things that you never see in a small business is a dividend distribution.
Exactly. So this will give incentive, because the tax is so high, now this will give an incentive. The other really positive feature is the reduction in the capital gains tax, which goes from 20% to 15%. And, of course, that helps small businessmen and investors in a big way. And I think we, by the way, we, you know, you've noticed we've had a little bit of a bounce in the market in the last week or two. And I think part of it is because of this tax cut.
Well, Steve, that I don't want you to go too fast on that capital gains thing. That's the sleeper as far as I'm concerned.
It is.
That's the one nobody's talking about much. But I'll tell you what, folks, a year from now, that will be one of the main drivers of the economy, in my opinion.
I agree with you. And, you know, this was the, I think you describe it well as the sleeper, because remember, this wasn't talked about until the very end. And Bill Thomas, who's the Ways and Means Committee chairman, the Ways and Means Committee writes the tax bills in the House. And he was the one who put this in there. And God bless him for doing it, because every time we have cut the capital gains tax in this country, we've gotten more economic growth. We've gotten higher stock market, and we've gotten more tax revenues from the capital gains tax. So it's a it's a win-win.
Capital gains cuts, cutting capital gains or eliminating them, you know, ultimately, hopefully, taxes on capital gains is a definitely a revenue positive issue, isn't it?
Yeah, and it also the reason the capital gains tax helps a small businessman is that a lot of times when small business businesses decide to have, let's say, initial public offering, what we've found is that the capital gains tax cut really helps those types of businesses. Also, when it comes to, you know, shareholders, the shares of stock rise in value when you cut the capital gains tax because, of course, you know, the value of a share of stock is the discounted after-tax stream of profits the company's going to make.
Right.
Well, if you cut the tax on that stream of profits, guess what? The stock becomes more valuable.
Well, and the other thing that, I never hear anybody else talking about, but I've been talking about it this week, and that's the churn effect.
Yes.
Whenever you lower capital gains, people sell things.
Yes.
And when people sell things, that creates jobs. That's a churning effect. That it's one of the most beautiful things about a free market economy is the churn effect.
Yeah, and in fact, who are the big beneficiaries of the churn effect? They tend to be small businesses.
That's exactly
because
right.
What happens is when you have a high capital gains tax, what happens is you create what's called a lock-in effect. People who've made money in the stock market are locked in because they don't want to sell their shares of stock to pay the high tax. But when you cut the capital gains tax, you get what's called an unlocking effect that frees up the capital through the churn effect that you just described. And where do people put that capital? They're looking at the new small businesses to put the money into. So it makes raising capital for small businessmen and middle-sized companies much easier.
Folks, what this economy needs is more free-flowing of capital.
Yes.
And that's the way the system works. It's the essence. It's the lifeblood of small business, and it's the reason why this tax bill is going to make a difference. And we need another one next year too, Steve.
By the way,
when we come back, folks, with Steve, Steve's going to talk to us about if there's a price to pay to be paid by the Republicans who didn't support the president. This will be fun. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after.
Head out on the highway.
My website is www.jbsba.com. We're visiting with our good friend Stephen Moore, who's the president and one of the founders of the Club for Growth. Steve, give us your website, please.
The website for Club for Growth is clubforgrowth, all one word, .org.
And tell us what you guys are all about, which will lead us perfectly into the next discussion.
Well, we try to help identify pro-growth tax-cutting candidates who are running for Congress every 2 years and try to help get them elected. And we also try to de-elect the people who are opposed to some of these pro-growth policies. So we use a carrot-and-stick approach at the Club for Growth.
Let's call it retire. Let's retire these people.
Yes.
And folks, notice that he didn't use any political party names in his definition. Notice typically you're aligned with the Republican Party, Steve, but the truth is if you find a pro-growth Democrat, they're your friend too, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, most of our candidates are Republicans, but we're looking for some pro-growth Democrats too.
Well, and the other thing about that, Steve, is that there are some Republicans who have not been pro-growth, who have not sort of gotten on board with the party, with the general attitude of the party. And my question to you is there going to be a price to pay for that?
Well, we did. We were very involved in the tax cut. This was a big victory for the president, but it was also a big victory for the Club for Growth because we ran about $250,000 worth of TV ads in some of the key states where you had wavering senators. Because, as you know, Jim, we only passed this by one vote. The vice president had to vote
right
on this to break the tie. So there was not a lot of room to spare. We didn't have any extra votes in the Senate, and of course we had two Republican senators who were wavering, Olympia Snowe of Maine and George Voinovich of Ohio.
And they voted against, right?
Well, what happened was, you know, we started running these ads saying, you know, tell Voinovich and Snowe to get behind the tax bill. We did not get Olympia Snowe's vote, but we did get George Voinovich's vote.
I thought I knew that, but I guess I didn't.
Voinovich he provided the crucial 50th vote, and then, of course, the vice president provided the 51st vote.
Now, so Snowe never came across, even though it was at the number that she asked for.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is what's amazing, folks. Olympia Snowe basically held Grassley hostage to $350 billion.
That's right.
And then didn't vote for it.
But here's the thing. I mean, this is really important for folks to understand. This is a bigger tax cut than it looks, because even though the liberals say, well, we held the president to $350 billion, the truth is that because it's all front-loaded, you know, these tax cuts expire in 2008. But the point is that once we get the capital gains tax down and the dividends tax down, which go down immediately, then I think when 2008 rolls around, we say, wait a minute, you folks saying that you want to raise the tax back up, you know, so I think it's a bigger tax cut than it looks, because it's very unlikely to me, Jim, that they would ever raise the capital gains and dividend tax back up now that we've got it down to 15%.
In fact, don't forget,
I think we're going to be cutting it more, not raising it.
Right, because of the performance that I think you and
exactly.
I are expecting. But let's don't forget, also, 2008 is an election year.
Yeah, so
nobody's raising taxes in an election
year. There you go.
Now, now Voinovich is in, Snowe's out. What about Chafee?
Yeah, there were other two Republicans who were totally hopeless, and they were Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island and John McCain of Arizona voted against it. So we've got all the Republicans except for those three in the Senate. In the House, every Republican except for one voted for the tax bill,
right.
And in total we got, I think, nine Democrats in the House and Senate. So we need to get more pro-growth Democrats.
And you had some Democrats helped you in the Senate.
Yes, Ben Nelson. Ben Nelson of Nebraska, and, of course, Zell Miller of Georgia.
Okay, now here's the irony, folks, an extra irony in Olympia Snowe's vote. Guess who the chairman of the Small Business Committee in the Senate is? Tell him, Steve.
Olympia.
Yeah, Olympia Snowe.
And she was... You know, I thought her arguments against this were very fraudulent. She said, well, I'm really concerned about the budget deficit. And I said, Olympia, wait a minute. You're one of the biggest spenders in Congress. Since when did you find religion on being against the budget deficit?
Right.
I mean, you know, you've spent like a drunken sailor for years. So I think she sort of had very little credibility on this. And you're right. You know, we drove the number down to the number she wanted, and she still voted against it.
I'm very disappointed in her, because for her to say that, is totally misunderstanding the people that she serves as the chairman of the Small Business Committee what they face in the marketplace.
And she should realize that, you know, as you and I have talked about many times, if you want to get the budget deficit down, and we all want to do that, you've got to grow the economy. You've got to get small businesses healthy again. You've got to get them hiring workers again. You've got to get companies making money. And that's only going to happen when we cut the tax burden.
Steve, are you going? Is the Club for Growth going after her seat and Chafee and McCain?
We will see. We will see. It's a little early because Olympia actually is not up for re-election until 2006.
We have long memories, right?
Yeah, we have long memories, but we will certainly not forget.
Yeah. What about McCain and?
Well, McCain is up for re-election in 2004.
Yeah.
This next election, a lot of people have been speculating about whether he's going to run for re-election at all, because of course he's been very sick with cancer. So McCain's situation is a big question mark right now.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work up there, Steve, and let's keep those pro-growth candidates, whether they're Republican or Democrat, going, and let's keep encouraging them, and we appreciate the good work you're doing.
Thank you, Jim.
Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen, with the Club for Growth. That's clubforgrowth.org. Check out what they've got going on their website. 29 after. Quick break. Right back with Leslie Kossoff. We're going to talk about executive thinking. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.